Hi, you're on Free Radio with Mike and Robert. Question?
I got another question regarding seniors for Mike.
Fast.
Okay, I live downtown. I'm here 24/7. So that girl that called, she's wrong. I could go on. If she wants to call me personally,
what's
it's
800-969-7878.
We can talk about the crime.
We can talk about it some other time, because that didn't sound like a question, Madison. You can call back and talk later on that issue. Well, there was no question.
You're pretty efficient, Robert.
I'm trying to. I've got 5 minutes left. I mean,
that's how council meetings often
feel.
That's
right. It is.
It's
like you got something you want to get done.
Council members are not supposed to go shopping during the council meetings. Well, Mike, if you don't mind.
Who's going shopping?
Well, did you say you're going shopping? That's where you had to go?
No. What are you talking about?
I'm going
to another meeting.
This is more important. Hi, you're on Free Radio. Question
is
for
it
Mike.
An open meeting?
Question for Mike.
For Mike. What would it involve, and why hasn't the city...
Madison, we're not going to let you ask question after question. Sorry. I've got questions of my own, and I'm a more important person. Besides, I'm on the mic.
Oh, way to cut him off, Robert.
Yeah, thank you. I work at it, and I get better someday. Madison, call back later, or call Mike directly. Mike, your line, in case we want to ask you questions which you will respond to, is phone line.
Madison leaves me several messages a week.
Do you respond to her questions? Do you respond to her questions?
I call her back.
But tell people out there who don't know your number what the number
is. People can call me at home. My phone number is listed in the phone book, 423-4209. Now, my wife lives with me there. Please don't abuse her when you call, but you can leave any question.
Is this a polyamorous relationship?
No, it is not. But I will call you back, and we'll have a conversation about anything you'd like to talk with me about. So it's 423-4209.
423-4209. What is this about, John?
I'd like to know if Mike will commit to making sure that the motion that he passed, that I suggested that the city have a responsive and effective government, make sure it actually gets included on general plan civic community goal number one.
It's already been added by the group, so I don't think the
you're sure it's
thank you
you're
for
sure
your
it's
special
done?
Interest
all right.
pleading here.
Well, I think it's pretty important goal.
It was added by the group, and I don't think the council will take it out.
I guess
I don't want to hear about this.
I'm
right
disappointed
John,
that
John,
no councilman
John,
ever.
John, you can talk
right,
about it
right.
in a few minutes.
All right.
Your personal agendas do not interest me, and they're irrelevant. They're going to be arrested.
My personal agenda.
All right. What about time limits for city council members? We have another call. This better not be from Madison, or I'm going to personally hunt her down. You're on Free Radio with me.
Yeah, this is Carl, and I have a question for Mike.
Go.
Why hasn't the city filed a lawsuit against the state for spraying?
We have.
They have.
We have, and what's it involve?
We're not going to talk about that now.
It took 10 seconds. We sued them because we don't believe it's an emergency, and we believe they violated California Environmental Quality Act.
But
the Bay Street Reservoir.
But the city has done nothing to protect the homeless, even though it's been raised again and again. So the city is willing to sign on to a lawsuit, but to do nothing on its own accord to protect homeless from these sprayings, unless Mike decides he wants to put the issue on the agenda.
Or, frankly, anybody else. At this point, we're trying to stop the spraying. We're not involved in we're not the agency that's, responding.
The fact
of
the matter
concerns.
Is the city in November could have done something, could have opened the garages when there was spraying scheduled, but declined to do so. I talked to Madrigal about it a week before. There was no action taken by the city council.
They had a brown moth infestation in those garages they had to take care of.
I know. That's for sure. We got all kinds of problems in the garages. Ask Mike. He's been observing it for years. And that's why nobody is allowed to sit in your car for 16 minutes. You're illegal, thanks to the new law that Mike voted for here. That's true.
Let me just say it in one sentence in 15
sure.
seconds. That
one sentence? 15 seconds. Go ahead.
It's unfortunate that we have a situation where people are not allowed simply to use the space, and you have to restrict, anytime you restrict public use of space, it's unfortunate, I think. And I think the garage has had a
situation. There are.
Let me finish my one sentence in 15 seconds. And so it's unfortunate when you're caught in those situations. It's not something I think is great or I look forward to. I believe that there was sufficient evidence to respond to that in the garage.
Your 15 seconds is up.
I don't think that there was another part
of the city. Your 15 seconds is up, and the fact of the matter is that's covering rhetoric. No other city in California, with the exception of two other cities, has such a law. It is a preposterous notion that it's a requirement for public safety. It's a special interest law that Coonerty cooked up and brought to the council to please some merchants and some of his employees. There's been no significant evidence.
What's the special what do they think they're getting out of it, if it's not public safety?
It gives the illusion of safety and the illusion that something is being done.
Okay.
It's the same reason that the national government passes Patriot Act-type laws. They aren't getting anything done meaningfully to increase national security, but the fact of the matter is they give the impression they are, and they scare people. We have a caller on another line. Hi, you're on Free Radio with the three of us again. Still.
Agree
Robert, if you guys would stop whining at each other.
And I will stop whining at you if you will stop calling in the middle of my last minute and a half. All right. You know, I wish we had more time here because I've got all kinds of things I wanted to ask. You're on the Public Safety Committee, Mike, which involves supposedly monitoring the police. Yet you voted to destroy the Citizens Police Review Board, which is beginning to get into issues of selective enforcement, racial profiling.
Is there a question there, Robert?
And things of that sort. when are you coming back for round two is, I guess, the question.
Robert, I come here fairly frequently.
Yes, you do. You're the only council member who does.
And if you invite me and tell me what the topic is, I'm happy to come down.
Okay. Well, the topic essentially is to continue what we're talking about today. I guess it has to do with general issues of there's a multi-million-dollar lawsuit against the county for tasering. I want to ask you about what the situation is with tasering around the police. You don't really have time to talk about that now. And if this is Madison, I'm going to use my tasering phenomenon over the phone line.